I remember flipping through an old Russian astrology magazine from 2012, just before the London Olympics. The article made a claim that stopped me. The planetary lineup of Saturn and Jupiter would decide the medal count. China would dominate, the US would take silver, and Russia would struggle for bronze. I had to laugh. Could the sky really care about track and field? But the more I read, the more curious I got. The author wasn't just guessing. They pointed to a specific astrological pattern. Saturn and Jupiter were in a trine aspect from Capricorn, a sign traditionally associated with structure and ambition. In folklore, this combination is said to favor disciplined nations. And China, with its strong Saturnian influence in its national chart, was the obvious winner. How astrology predicts sports outcomes. In many traditions, planets like Saturn and Jupiter are linked to achievement and expansion. Saturn represents discipline, hard work, and endurance. Think of a marathon runner. Jupiter stands for luck, growth, and victory. When these two form a harmonious aspect, like a trine, ancient texts describe it as a time when effort pays off. The 2012 article argued that China's national horoscope had Saturn and Jupiter in a particularly strong position. The author predicted China would top the medal table, which they did, with 38 golds. The US came second with 46 golds, though the article said second place was likely for the US, which actually won the most total medals. Russia? They finished fourth, not third as predicted, but close. I'm not sure whether astrology can really forecast sports. But I find it fascinating how people use these symbols to make sense of competition. The same logic appears in election astrology, stock market astrology, even weather predictions in some cultures. The London 2012 predictions in detail. Let me walk you through the original prediction. The author focused on Saturn and Jupiter in Capricorn, forming a trine to the Chinese national chart. They said this was a very promising position for China. For the US, the aspects looked favorable but not as strong. And for Russia? The host nation, Great Britain, was said to have the sun's support, symbolizing leadership and energy, which would push them to outperform expectations. In reality, Great Britain finished third with 29 golds, ahead of Russia's 24. The article had Russia competing for bronze with Britain, which turned out accurate. But it also said Russia would not get above third place. They ended up fourth. Close, but not perfect. What about the specific planetary helpers? The author mentioned Mars in trine to something, the text cut off, suggesting that aggressive sports might favor certain nations. In astrology, Mars rules conflict and action. Think boxing, wrestling, or sprinting. It's a reminder that each sport might have its own planetary ruler. Why we keep looking to the stars for answers? I'll be honest, I don't base my life decisions on astrology. But I understand the appeal. When the world feels chaotic and Olympic competition is anything but predictable, people look for patterns. Astrology offers a narrative. It's like a story we tell ourselves about fate and effort. Historical records show that many ancient cultures, from Mesopotamia to China, used celestial events to plan wars, harvests, and games. The Olympics themselves were once religious festivals dedicated to Zeus. So maybe it's not so strange that we still try to read the sky for clues about who will win. For what it's worth, the 2012 predictions were partially right. China did dominate. The US did well. Russia struggled. But astrology isn't a science. It's a language of symbols. Whether you believe in it or not, it's a fun way to think about competition and destiny.